Good morning. On today's Experts on the 20s, Jeff Chackle is my guest with Chackle Law. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're citing an article from the Bulletin last December that talked about 62% of current Bend residents have moved here from out of state. Now, how does that affect your business?
Well, I'm an employment attorney. I've been practicing in this field for about 15, 16 years now. It is really affecting Bend employers locally here because they're facing a whole host of new challenges they've never had to face before.
Like what?
Workers are flocking in from big cities across California, other parts of the country, and bringing with them a whole host of expectations, a level of sophistication, and demands, frankly, upon employers that a lot of them just frankly are not ready to address, they've not developed their HR culture enough to address, and they're really struggling to accommodate some of these issues.
I'm sort of getting the sense that we have longtime employers who still think of Bend as a small town,
right?
And things are done on a handshake, you know, or verbally. But yet that's not the kind of employees that they're dealing with these days.
Right. And they haven't, these employees, to their defense, are coming in. They don't have that history. They don't have that background. And they don't have that connection yet with Bend. So employers need to and have been struggling to adjust to this by having better employment contracts, implementing policies maybe they've never had to implement before, talking about issues such as sexual harassment or theft of trade secrets or things like that, that they may have never really seen here in Bend very much, or at least on a wide scale, that are starting to become bigger problems.
So employers need to realize that things are getting more and more complicated in their business as time goes on.
Absolutely. We're going to cover some hot topics over the next 3 months or so. We'll start today with sexual harassment. We're also going to talk about transgender issues in the workplace. Marijuana in the workplace. All of these things are new. They're hard to deal with, but they can be with some planning, some thought, and they can be dealt with in a way that really protects the employer and the employee.
Well, this is why you're the expert. So let's talk about the sexual harassment issue. What is it?
Well, there are two basic types, okay? There's what's called quid pro quo sexual harassment, and then there's hostile work environment sexual harassment. Quid pro quo is the basic this for that, meaning a supervisor or someone else in a position of power over another employee demands sexual favors or some sort of personal or relationship with an employee in exchange for employment benefits. That could be continued employment. It could be promotion or bonuses, things like that. That is the most traditional type of sexual harassment. And frankly, you know, everyone kind of got that memo in the 80s and 90s that that doesn't happen anymore. That's really not allowed. We don't spend a ton of time really training people on that because I think word has gotten out and people understand that's not acceptable. The more common type of sexual harassment is what's called hostile work environment. And that's essentially where the company and a supervisor has allowed what I like to call kind of a sexualized subculture to exist in the workplace. And it could come in the form of text messages, emails, jokes, banter, talk amongst employees about sex, jokes about gender, sexual orientation. It could be jokes about the way a person looks, what they're dressed like. There's just a whole host of ways.
There's some conduct that may need to be changed then.
Exactly. And it needs to be, and the law requires it to be, for it to be actionable, it has to be what's called severe and pervasive. There are circumstances where one or two acts can constitute hostile work environment, but this really gets dangerous for employers because oftentimes they don't know what's going on. And supervisors aren't really trained on how to spot red flags.
Such as?
Well, red flags, and we'll just start with a real basic one, could be dating relationships among staff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you have staff, and particularly a supervisor, that is starting to date people that they manage, or if you have co-employees dating, you really need to be on top of that and understand what's going on there. Make sure that that personal relationship is not spilling over into the workplace. It can oftentimes make other people uncomfortable, or you can end up having one employee claiming they're being sexually harassed by another because that relationship really, either it fell out and they're no longer together, something like that could happen. Mm-hmm. So you need to be aware of that. That's kind of a basic one. The other big red flags are this open banter amongst co-employees. If you have co-employees or supervisors texting each other a lot, personal messages, personal comments, things like that, photographs or pictures that are inappropriate. Those are huge red flags that supervisors need to make sure are handled and managed appropriately, because it can create an environment where people aren't comfortable.
Wow. All right. So next time we'll talk about steps that employers should take to prevent the sexual harassment and some other topics as well.
Right. We'll talk about that and what to do if an employee complains about sexual harassment.
All right. Our guest, Jeff Chackel. You can find out more at Chackel Law. That's Chackell.com. Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank you.